verse, even though he is from Israel, he went up the hill of heaven to God, 8,000 times. Very close. Because one thing he tried to turn off, and it's very dangerous. They wanted to never do that again. Because the highest priests, the whole thing was broken. They say that they always keep something from him. Never can't turn it off in 10 hours, you can do not stand to it, they can do that. That may mean that each room, but down in the world, we must keep the world going. Okay, we hired a man, there was a man working there for 40 years, paying $600. So we kept him for the first year. So we have 1 minute taken, and we have one of the boys, plumber, very good man. And he learned from him everything about the boilers for 1 year. Then we let that man go. And we have our own man present. And if they have to be a man 24 hours a day, sitting in the boiler. Yeah, we have to change. One man is expert, he knows how to front. The other man, they should just watch the gauges. But the gauges indicated everything is okay. They need everyone more than they call us now. He's a dangerous man. He's very good. Oil. This company, there's a company to sell the oil.
What is that like?
$8,000 a month. $9,000. Elevator, $3,000. The elevator charge for the electricity is $2,500 a month. It's not a joke to run a building of that size. That's why in New York, to have all the buildings in that location, they get a very good rent. Every apartment, say a 2.5-room apartment, $250,000 per month. We have 300 rooms. That's very difficult to divide them. The normal apartment building can take very lot of money. So we're building on that. It's very prestigious. Even though it's not a new building, it's still prestigious. People have a prayer. Many Indians can come there from Indian side. Many of those number of officials came. And they were all over. I didn't know that's what we were doing. They were very impressed. And they liked the, they very much impressed with the tent room and the vegetables. And the general size of the building, both of these secret rooms. The restaurant, they're very impressed with. So it does a very precise. Serve in a restaurant atmosphere. So that is very helpful. And the police and all sorts of insurance. It couldn't be. Come to New York and get these things. Therefore, they need. They think it's not available. They don't need one other. It's not that very restaurant in New York. Besides ours, there's only one other Indian. Pure vegetarian restaurant, and it's always packed. Anything you want vegetarian. But we, on the other hand, we only get about 1/3 of our customers are Indian. Most of them get Americans. Businessmen come, secretaries, catering families, and they very much. But vegetarian is becoming now a very popular thing. People are saying that it's more healthy to eat vegetarian. It's called health food. called Health Food. In fact, they have a place called Health Food Bar. Instead of getting a big food, you get carrot juice. Okay. People come, they come sometimes just for one glass of juice. They'll pay $1 again. Any person, they'll pay anything. You know how to spell it. That's what it's for. Now, this month of June, now the Kishan Park can be doing more and more all day long. Because we are doing our new air building has two elevators. That impresses people when they come here. It's people who want to build this elevator. Yeah. And the roof is quite big. You were saying that. You were sitting on the floor. It's kind of very easy. And you can discuss it. The bubble. The special feature of that group is that for some reason there are no tall buildings around our building. Sometimes people say, there's a building that has come a long way from 2nd Avenue. Sometimes they say, there's a couple people that even went to your place on 26th 2nd Avenue. They say, this building has come a long way in 10 years from 2nd Avenue. They remember you sitting there. On Sunday in New York, they have a love feed, so the average day they get about 700 people from. 600 to 800 is the average crowd on a Sunday. And they have simultaneously activities on the 5 different floors, 4 different floors. In the basement, they have a restaurant. That is where the life members stay inside. And very nicely dressed people. They go down there and they sit at the tables. And we have a group of devotees chanting bhajan. And they take a shot and we serve them right at the table. Then on the next floor, there's all the time kirtan bhakti throughout the bhakti. It starts from 5 in the evening till 9. So they have continuous kirtan bhakti. And also the store. We have a very big store. It's a very big size store. And we have all kinds of devotional paraphernalia. All instruments, more keys. Things to make people take part in Krishna Prana in their homes. And another very popular thing we have, just in front of the temple room, we have a big table where we sell flowers and oils which people can purchase to offer to the deities. And even mukuts for the people, even though we would have bought them for the deities anyway, but this way we put them there and the people buy them, and then they come and offer them to Raya Govinda. So we don't have to purchase ourselves. And then we sell prasadam, people take home. They like the service. We sell in box. We have cardboard boxes, the same as they have in bakeries, where they put bread and they put different types of pastries and other things, and then it's offered to the deities, Mahaprasadam. People purchase this. Then on the next floor up, there's a lecture room. So there, someone is always giving lectures. Constantly giving lectures. And then there's different offices there, like membership office, and we are enrolling members of them. Then in the floor after that, they had a big lounge, and they would show all the time movies from the cassette. So people would come in all times for movies. Plus there's the shadow. Other, all the young people sitting on the floor saying the shadow in all the different rooms.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And then again, the next floor, it's the same, plus there's a theater. The theater has two performances down where it's food. So a person can go from one floor to another for many hours and take part in different activities and feel very blissful. They love it. The same thing about coming again and again. And then there's about 8 or 9 devotees. Their only business is to try and make the people join them and become full-time devotees. Books today? Books going. We sell at least, say, I would say something like about $400 worth of books every Sunday. Most of the people who came, they came because they bought your book and we gave them an invitation to teach. Everyone who is joining has bought your book first. That is their introduction to Krishna consciousness of the book. Very few people come first to the temple. First thing they take and read your book. Then they become interested. Don't go into their home.
Because they're libraries. I mean, they can buy the books. They can buy the books.
The theology, arts, nothing wrong with their mind, but probably, from what I know, the general system is that you don't send salesmen from this country to send a brochure, and they buy through their agents. This is unheard of. Someone sneaks into the country with all these books and preachers. Instead, sometimes his life is threatened. You have to run out of the university because finally, after a while, the officials get noticed. They figure out who he is. And then they start chasing him. You have to run out. And then... But after all, it is literary. They know where they're... It's not like a political spy. Yeah. Still, he's very great. Very great. He graduated top honors of his president's class. He's the president of his class at Princeton University. He graduated. He was the top man of the school. And he argued that that school is a good Harvard. But he's an extraordinary intelligent. I've been with him sometimes. He's 3 or 4 hours past one day. He's badly done. Very austere. Very, very austere. Humble, very humble. Very simple. So when he sells his book, he becomes a completely different. It's like Chip Rari. When Chip Rari is normally in the temple, very humble, quiet, but when he's out there selling, he has a new system there. When he was here, he told me. He goes to these spiritual fairs where there's many thousands of people come to learn about spiritual subjects. So he stands there, and he, in the normal fairs in the United States, they have a man, they're called carnies. What they do is they stand around, this is the normal type, and the first they gather a big crowd by talking very quickly, and they throw everyone some object for free, say, some cheap thing, whatever it may be, someone, a pen. They'll pass that to them for free. But that hundreds of people gather around because they all want to get a free thing. But then after that, now everybody's got a pen, give me $2, and I'm going to give you something better. So they offered $2, and then he said, now anyone who wants to get that thing that's better, they didn't understand, you put down $5, and many people put down money. And like this, it takes them along, giving a little bit and taking so much money. So eventually, people are putting down $50 at a time. I saw this when I was traveling in a bus and was going to the stairs. So Chip Wright studied this. And now, he's doing it also, but with a book. So he sells sometimes 50 or 60 books at a time, big books. He knows that and gets people to put down money, telling them that he'll give them something. First he gives out some small thing. Then they all put down $5. Then he gives everyone $5. It's his third how to do this. Sometimes he's selling 200 or 300 books at a day. He's pouring into books. Figure out a new system. He's apparently, they become very much empowered by this.
This is Jino Kirti Raj from Los Angeles. The dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances as a devotee student. In a humble attempt to give some pleasure to your divine grace, I am writing this letter and enclosing some information. I became a member of the Los Angeles World Affairs Council about 6 months ago. It is a group of about 8,000 prominent citizens of Los Angeles who are concerned in the foreign policy of the U.S. and in world affairs in general. He's a member now. They sponsor luncheons for prominent visitors in the U.S. government and foreign governments also. They also have a volunteer program for visitors coming from foreign countries. When the visitors arrive, they have various appointments which have been arranged for them. So volunteers from the World Affairs Council take them to these appointments. I usually take every visitor from the Eastern European countries who would leave because he speaks Polish. So he goes and asks to take the visitors around. Who would leave one appointment and give them a copy of your Bhagavad Gita. While he's taking them there, he's preaching and he gives a copy of the Bhagavad Gita, a calendar, and a copy of a foreign language book, such as the Russian or Hungarian book, if they speak that language. Whichever language they speak, we have our books now. I previously brought them to my apartment at the temple for either lunch or dinner, until one very prominent Russian professor, a very close friend of Dr. Sikovsky, and a Romanian film producer complained to the Washington, D.C. office of the World Affairs Council that they felt very strange being brought to the temple. I think that this is because they were the biggest demons of all. Because I think that this is because they were the biggest demons that I have ever had here. All of the others liked the temple, and even those two big demons liked the Prashadam. They liked my apartment and my family. However, they just didn't like Krishna, so they complained. Now I am no longer permitted to bring these people here. They have checked them. They told them, you can be a tour man, but you can't bring them to your temple. However, I do take them prasadam and books, and they are grateful to receive these gifts. He has a job, and with the money he makes, he donates the money to buy books and gives these books out. The people at the World Affairs Council here say I am their most enthusiastic volunteer. I have enclosed some sheets showing those people who have received your books and prasadam and their positions that they hold. I hope that this is pleasing to your divine grace. He also included a letter. You know, the former president was Mr. Ford, so he got a letter from Mr. Ford. It says, dear Mr. Jepukko, that's his primary. I wish to thank you for sending me a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is. You were most kind to think of me, and I am deeply grateful for your friendship. With appreciation and best wishes, sincerely, Gerald R. Ford. That's the U.S. Eagle on the letter. Yeah, he said that, he says, I heard, this is from ex-President Ford, there was discussion that perhaps he would be a candidate in the 1980 presidential election.
Anyway, he's important.
Then he lists some of the people who have gotten your Bhagavad Gita, as well as other small books in Russian or other languages, and Sushana. Mr. Igor Orlik Garlic, Deputy Director of the Institute of Economy of World Socialist Systems of the USSR Academy of Sciences. Mr. Alexander Borisov, Assistant Professor at the Chair of History of International Relations and Foreign Policy of the USSR, Moscow State Institute. Deputy Editor-in-Chief of the magazine Science and Life, and Deputy Head of Department of Developed Capitalist Countries of the magazine International Affairs. Got a long list of people. You need to keep the file on all these people. So if ever we go to these countries, then we know these people got our book, and these are all highly placed people. Very common. Good work. One of these lunches is very expensive, $7.50 per person. Los Angeles World Affairs Council. Unfortunately, invite you to attend a special luncheon discussion meeting with the USSR, USA Society delegation for the Soviet Union. This is one such invitation that's put out by these people. Every one of these people who spoke to all the delegates, who gave them Bhagavad Gita, the Russian Easy Journey, and a calendar.
So, joining us, there's a left, and begin the last thing is that they swallow their letters. One sense is funny and the other sense they know it is very true. And they feel it. Actually, it would be difficult to say such strong things, but because it is the form of inner, one is sit there, respecting, taking their own. So this is weird today, but I'm going there. So what do you have this time that you did that?
No, before I met you, Srila Prabhupada, I was smoking a cigarette. So I've tried to stop so many times. But some of them say it's bad for health. But when you said it's bad for spiritual life, then I could stop. But no one ever said that before. That these things are against spiritual life. No one ever said that. Everything is put on such a mundane level. No one cares. But when the soul is you are spirit, this is against the spiritual life. Then it begins very deep. Apart from you, no one has ever said anything about spiritual life to God. Nothing like the ability to solve it. Anyway, there's no such thing as it. And now they're grazing the home of millions and millions of Jews. So,
school is this is summer vacation. That blue way is home. I started talking about our conference.
How do you like
to do it? I requested him whether to sit there and start a conference. So I also start talking about evolution. So he told me that it's already proven that high cost of chemicals. I told him that how do you know? Tell me what you have understood. He can tell anything. And I told him that it's an old story. So he came back. Whatever knowledge is coming from the West, Western countries, the United States, the ultimate, written in books, and you never think what it is in the Gita, not the Gita. He was also a Brahmin, a Sivedi. So I started telling them it's all fairy tale stories. We like to prove that whatever science knows so far is all wrong. So he was very interested in what I say. And he said that he's very interested to get part in our conference. And he's coming. He said they can bring many scientists from Ada to participate in the conference. So,
very well.
Yes. I also started telling him a little bit about what the significance of this conference would be. I question that the Indian scientist is also responsibility is to look into things very carefully, not just step things musically, even in time, because all of us in the Arctic doctrines, we always say the same without any proof. Something very strong statement, saying that this is a factual, factual itself, but this is not correct. It's sort of a cheating. This is, listen very carefully and then make a sort of an assessment to see whether there's anything wrong or just blind exception. So if it's coming from the West, where the tendency is anything coming from the West seems to be correct and true, but let us show, especially in this case, about the life process, as the West doesn't know anything about life, the fundamental principle of life. Responsibility, as well as the responsibility of the leading scientists to look into these things very carefully and analyze and then make a decision with that. But not just saying that different groups had a group, said it is not a group, then he felt a little uneasy. But he just said straight, this is only a group. And I said, how do you know? And he didn't say anything. He didn't even say any words. So I already knew his attitude, that he changed his outlook. And I went to him that what he said in his program, the music as a normal.
You had listened to all the names of the participants?
Yes. I'm going to have all the, I'm leaving tomorrow in the morning, and I'm leaving for Bombay. From there, I'm leaving the States Friday morning.
I have to do with the best place in Bombay.
Yes, Kamal Sanaz told me.
So you have been nice and respectful.
We are coming back at the end of August, only 2 months. At this time, we are all coming together, and I organized the Vrindavan conference. That's October 14, 15, 16. I've organized for 3 days. There'll be six topics. In this day, there'll be two topics, morning and evening. And I like to have six speakers. All of them will be scientists from Delhi and surrounding area, from well-known scientists. And also, I think I'm having a few political leaders, governor of the state, and the sermon is concerned about it, and he can answer them easily. The sermon is very helpful. He's very interested in this idea. Yesterday I was asking about that title, that Satipananda began conference. That doesn't seem to be attractive.
No.
It's not
No.
So, Divine Grace is some position? Yes, that will be the sin. Life comes from life. The
like scientific conference on life comes from life? Yeah, I think that will be that will be an interesting title. That will be. So we'll title that. And back to our nice posters. Scientists. So some of them have already taken the idea that what is said in the web is correct.
That's correct.
they build up foreign scientists that are graduate, foreign scientists.
Oh, this would be for everybody. We're just starting here, but especially I like to attack to Japan and the United States. I asked, but Japan and the United States, they're pretty much the leading of bars. Very, yes. And I like to really make a strong show in Japan and the United States. So I like to attack them as my last point. So getting momentum from these smaller areas and having confidence, and also some support from some leading scientists. And I like to put my full force in Japan and the United States. I have many friends in Japan. Because when I studied in California, there are many students from Japan. Because California is
basically
they have to be serious because this is a threat to the existing scientific theory. So they cannot just remain silent. They have to do something. Because otherwise, we are going to propagate it all wrong. So they have to do something. They cannot just remain silent. But we are not just speaking without any books proving. It's all nonsense.
You have got any lab boxes?
One little one, and then keep one there. How's your
material? Light? Is it different material?
Yes.
Apart from the physical material?
Yes.
Light never comes from physical material?
Yes.
But it comes from light.
But?
It comes from light?
Yes.
It is.
And that original light is Krishna.
Thank you.
They are not soft.
Well, they will be soft. Science doesn't know anything about life. That's why he was pointing out today, science studies only matter, like physics, chemistry, biology. Those chemical reactions,
what do you have? What do you have?
What do
you have? That's why the body is the standard teacher of my life.
Yes.
So this is body. Body means external.
External.
Why the external feature is visible. Therefore it is called Drishta Guna.
Drishta Guna.
Drishta. Visible force of nature. This body is
art.
No. Life is not visible. It's simply state. The combination of the force of nature visible.
There's a very interesting remark by one of the Nobel Prize winning chemists. His name is Saint George. He got Nobel Prize for discovering vitamin C. And he said he was looking for life for the last 20 years or so. But he said he wound up with the electrons and protons, which don't have any life. He said somehow light has escaped through his fingers. Yeah, he says that.
The light has escaped in life, you say?
Yes, if it's, they can find life.
What is that? The basic of that is what I have. Come on, please. Can I have a lot of time to do that? I don't
know. He's good.
Thank you for the value. How are they? It's a bad. Life and the same life. Supreme being is God, that is sufficient. This time there is God knowledge.
Huh?
Let's see with this time, there is no meaning of God.
Superhuman being worship as having power over nature and human fortunes.
Deity, what a human being.
Superhuman.
Then his body is like human.
Maybe that will be.
The author says, Supreme Being, the creator and the ruler of the universe, that also tells the absolute truth.
It is there in the dictionary, it is in the Vedas, and practically proves. The Vedas have found Nitya, Nityana, Chetana, Chetanana. The Supreme Being is the chief living being. There are so many living things, but he is the only living. He is the original, eternal, constant, and the living being, they are also eternal, same quality. But he is the supreme. How is he supreme? Because he maintains this is eternal. And the other living beings are maintained by him. Just like in his family, Allah is the chief man, and he maintains family. Similarly, God is the supreme being. He maintains all other living beings. Anantaya. There is no limit. Jiva Bhava Sadhikya. So Anandayaka, the living being that cannot be touched. At night, you see, it's all inside. Millions of stuff. Millions. Everywhere you go, you'll find full of jhanas, different grades. They're all maintained by God. That's what it's called. Quality is there. Easily new. Here. Whatever potential is here, you are here. You are. But we are not independent. We are dependent on this position has to be here. Here. Then we have to surrender to fulfill our desire. And that is what we have. That's the thinking that there is no other.
That makes sense. Otherwise, everything falls apart.
That is my father's factor of God. It's not for us, according to Maria. Then it is again. Otherwise, it is. And moving day, this is as it is. You cannot move the life of God. Then it is. So, when we are working under the direction of Krishna, that is all that is true. Otherwise, it is.
I'm correct. Yeah, yeah.
the scientist thinks very carefully, actually he will be the one who will accept that there is God. Because we see practically every in every experiment that God is limited.
Limited. You cannot let go. Because we are limited. You can become God, which is an array within your office, within your kingdom. You are not supreme one. You are limited at that. Yes. Because you have got the quality of God.
So, according to your capacity,
you will limit it to the vision. Study is there. Basic facts are there. Logic is there. Science is there. True. Then, your education will come. Of which the artha of the meaning is rooted. When you can prove it, then meaning of your education. अभिषितो आर्था प्रवृत्ति निरूपिता चिदुत्तम श्लोक गुणा तो ग्लोरिफाई द एग्जॉल्टेड प्रवृत्ति इज इट क्लियर
the origin of life is Krishna.
How Mahavir Vidivana? From Brahma we have come. From Brahma is generated. परम सत्यम की नहीं brainwashing, it is yet not. Why you should keep it separate? And leave the human being alone. It's not your duty to love and keep. You are treating people and getting love. That's it. The love is.
There will be an immediate reaction from the team for the study of the origin of life from chemicals. They have also an international society. They also produce a journal.
We have to be good.
So it will be just like a battle,
Yes. See that?
but it's also a Christian group. Christianity, a Christian group, they also are trying to counter modern science, but their approach is very superficial. They also think that somehow God created life, but the way their knowledge is based, very superficial, so the scientists don't take anything seriously. They also said that it's only about 5,000 years ago that man is created.
It was not in the very beginning.
God has created. They call Creation Research Institute. They have office in San Diego.
God is not created. That's not created. He is created. As long as God is there, it is a part of God. Listen. That's it. There have been two words in the Jews. It is created.
Come on. Just eternal.
Because I have enough words. Never. Cannot be. There was a great life. Yes, it's a great life. I love you. Never understand it.
From
this
time.
I can give you idea, have you heard? Ideas I'm doing is not difficult. China.
It also makes the difficult for others to argue.
Why do they argue? Nonsense, illusion, I guess from your right. That is also for this. But this is a Sunday Bhava. That was the famous reason. Any street is beyond your purpose. Don't police the argument.
That's it.
That will prove your assessment.
But
accept what the offer is. You are your assessment. What you are doing? That is what with all of our respect and simply recognize that all that. See, you know, there are companies. They have got photographic studios. But with that, they are photographs. Still then, we have set up this idea. They are going to be good plan. But no idea, no goal. There is no knowledge. How do you know?
Vinu.
So it is as though that there are no knowledge of the world, neither of the world.
Actually, yeah, there's two things. That life comes from life, and it's part of the universe. Two points are clear, then everything is taken care of.
Seriously, desire. But the best thing of the Vedic knowledge. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Greetings and love, friends. Yes, ma'am. In the name of education.
I made an advertisement in MIT saying that Parana is the man who synthesizes the gene. That's how that might be life. So I was reading in an MIT newspaper and in campus saying that Parana's gene is not life and the virus is not life. These are all molecules. They have nothing to do with life. So we have a lecture coming up next month. That's July the 10th in the MIT campus. So a few of us we're going to speak on life coming from life. So this is an MIT campus, so there will be many people from this group coming. So it's directly telling the biggest group in the United States about this group. Yeah, and some Indians are on our side. It's telling the Indian Students Association, and also there's an association called Indian Association for Greater Boston. But all these associations, the president and the secretary came to me and they are supporting us. Yes. So they are organizing these lectures. So we have a show on July the 10th. Okay.
Great balance of the Bhagavad Gita. The whole body. Listen.
Oh, yes.
Nothing is good. It's absolutely nothing. That is it. Nothing is good. Absolutely. So that
Dalmi, yeah, I spoke briefly yesterday.
That is it.
Yeah, I do like the idea, but since then it doesn't have any intellectual motive. We have no fear that is possible. We like to notice very clearly and see things properly. Once it is convinced, then it's convinced forever on a scientific level.
Then we are really focused. If the life is begun, then for that matter you are going to be taking a life temporarily. That's all you were saying?
Yes. That is a corollary. Yeah. See, the whole international system has been changed.
Yes. Yeah.
Everything their part, that's chemistry and physics, going to be all wrong.
Yeah.
So they have no alternative. Personally, okay. Very point that science studies not life but it was external, that's like robots, the external manifestation.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are mistaken. So this is the whole basis. So once that is clarified, then others will follow this automatically. Time and effort, energy, money, everything. Some people are almost spending day and night. That's
the way we do it.
They are also very dedicated to working. So
I know that.
They work so hard, and but all in the wrong direction.
Body strength. All the. Any time.
This is also a blow to the communist world. Communism also. There's several effects.
life slipped out.
Yeah, somehow life escaped from his fingers. So that's the proper word. I'm quoting his word, using his authentic quote from them. We'll also use some more words which will be not so favorable by when they read these things, our things. We're also trying to criticize them, that they are intellectually dishonest, try to propagate a false knowledge in the name of scientific knowledge. Just like this man, Chris, is the Nobel Prize winner. He's from Cambridge, very famous man at this time. He says, once we accept that we come from chemicals, then he says, we have a whole new culture, which is, and he doesn't say what that culture is. He said, we have a whole new culture, everything will be so easy. And that culture really spelled out that culture is meaninglessness and the voidism.
Yeah.